Alma. They're stunned. Oh. That says two things. I'm not going to do it for you. You are worthy of doing it for self. Let's do it together. And together we will find the way. And all of the delays, all of the time, is because man does have free will choice. And you get delayed. In your time segments, you get delayed. It's all happening simultaneously, but you cannot handle more than the sequential events. So things seem to vary. They seem to change. Well, I thought you said, well, yes, I may have said. And it will come to pass. Well, in this generation or the next one, sir, what difference could it possibly make? You will find that many things are easier to accomplish from the other side, from the transitional into side. But not as a cop-out. Not as a cop-out. If your soul needs a place to experience, then build a place so that others may also experience. That's brotherhood. That is bringing in yourself that is walking around out there in all these other little forms. How can God bring you all in to Himself if you're going to isolate yourself from your brother? And you're going to sit and throw insults at one another or pound someone on the head. And then doing it in the name of God hurts twice as much if you are related to, in your consciousness, this unlimited being. That's the insult you feel. That is the insult you feel when you know truth. There is no confusion in your mind. When there is no confusion in your mind, and you know from the right reasons, you're not even going to struggle with it longer. You're going to release it and let it go, and let's get busy. So be thinking what steps you would take if you had everything you wanted. And let's get it done. Let's create it. If we don't do it, your brother is lost. If we can't create something and see this through, how can you ever again expect anyone to produce it? And yeah, you'll get more and more and more as they come into the realization that you're here. They're expecting you. And I'll make sure that our friends over there are really, truly expecting you. Because we have to go through the University of the Philippines and a professor. And I want that information out. You're going to find it doesn't vary an iota of what we've given. That's your confirmation. But it's going to sound different, and it is going to be filled with the recognition of truth. Because you're coming into a time of knowing and a time of realization that you're not the only ones. Anyone else want to ask me a hard question?
Commander? I'm not an expert on telling the difference between stars and ships, but I noticed that there, when there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, the stars get incredibly bright, and there just seems to be just so much activity going on. And I just wanted to make a comment about that. And if you had anything to add on it, we'd appreciate it. And I just wanted to let everyone know that it's just it's wonderful, and we can feel that the command is with us, and so it's not like we're alone, and I mean, we have each other here, but we know that the command is with us, and that whatever is going to happen, we know that we're going to be looked out for from the highest realm. So I just wanted to add that.
Thank you for sharing that, because that is noticed now all around the globe, and it is truly being noticed in Manila. Everywhere that we would go, so would the ships.
Ron, we'll be seeing you next week.
I'm going to come back for some tapes.
Okay.
You had to announce he was going to the bathroom, did you? To embarrass him.
I thought he was asking permission.
No. You would be astounded at what goes on the other side of that little chasm between you. My crew, my team, and these guys sit up there in their lofty perch watching and saying, "My God, look at that. There's some light coming out of that place here and there. You're twinkling now. Guys, you're twinkling now. You're responding. You're responding to them. And so, yes, sir, they're all over your skies, and they're very, very close. And they're trying to make communications. You're going to have some major things happen before the end of the year that'll thrill you to death. Really.
Anybody see that splendid new star out here last evening?
You mean the one in the wrong place?
Yeah, where it came from. He'd never been there before.
I mean, you can see the strobing one. But then it just brightens out of nowhere. And it's like, wait a minute now. Nobody's talking about it on the news. I guess they're just ignoring it. I don't know.
I've got a question here.
I think they got directional lights.
They have directional minds. And a mouth is ordered to keep shut. But don't you notice, now you have a new solar system. A new solar system, only 44 million light years away. What is this? Well, it should tell you the answer to everything. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Period. And if you want a 29-billion-year-old mummy, I bet you we can find one to dig up for you.
A question. I came across this book, Star Wars, and it has a lot of writings some that mention Biotan, Corton, Mooncon, some of those kind of names. Do you know anything about this book? It's written by the Solar Cross Foundation. It was written about in the 1970s.
That was happened to be one of the one groups that I really respected, the Solar Cross. Started a lot of people on their trail. You see, there may be many things wrong with a group, but there has to always be the beginning. Something has to be able to capture the imagination enough for a person to focus for a minute. You know, we can land a ship, or we can do something to get your attention. But that isn't the way the pathway starts. You have to find or hear, or something will instinctively get your attention. A lot of what those people offer is not valid. They usually will tell you they're not sure what that is or who that is. They will call it something different, maybe. But that particular group started more of you on the pathway to enlightenment than almost any other. Let's even look at the Church of Scientology. L. Ron Hubbard had it, people. Then you turn it into a religion of some kind. And you start going out and flapping bed sheets at the stars for some reason. SOS, SOS, whatever. God expects you to use your mind. And when you do that for a while, you say, well, now this is really silly. Oh, I thought you'd never notice. But this other part, that seems real to me. I can relate to that. Well, I thought you'd never notice that either. But now you can begin to focus on this. You can begin to sort away. You're like the child learning. The child does not walk up to the table and pick up something. The child is totally helpless. But it certainly has a little personality that learns to manipulate you. It learns rapidly. And things that you take absolutely for granted, it has to learn. And how does it learn? It reaches. It wants something off the table in front of it. And it will overshoot, and it will undershoot, and it will wobble around. But finally, it will correct its nervous system, and it will reach out there finally and get it. Oh, now, that is one of the major steps. Because now, it may or may not be able to bring that toy or whatever it is back to it. But the next time it reaches, it may only miss once. And the third time, it will go out there and pick it up. And it will never unlearn that unless there is brain damage. You will never again find that child not able to reach out there and, oh, maybe if he's struck or he's not looking or something, he may miss it. I know that you may be headed out the door and you know your glasses on the table and you turn around and you fiddle around until you feel them. But he won't go back to not knowing unless he's damaged. And you will put aside, as you go through your life's journey, seeking, whether it's your purpose, that's always what you're seeking. Happiness and purpose, because happiness is finding purpose. That's the ultimate happiness. I found my purpose. And then all else begins to fall away. Until you achieve purpose. All of these wonderful gifts, even if part of it is negative, know the value of that. It allows you to begin to sort with mature reason. And you can begin to sort ideas and truth properly, without judgment, either of the teacher or the giver. You don't have to put anyone down. Satan himself deserves your gratitude and respect. And some of the things that are done in the name of Satan or God are not acceptable to either one. There are such heinous things done in the name of Satan that he will not claim his own. And it's all put there for the gift of your learning and to move into knowing. I don't like this whole bit about I believe. Or, he believes. I'm not interested in your beliefs. You can believe the sky is purple. It doesn't make it purple. I'm interested in what you know. And if you're going to be on my team, I need to know what you're willing to know. Or just say, I know this much. I don't believe I'm up to doing that. Well, then I can be pretty sure that you're up to doing it. Because you've evaluated it. And you're afraid maybe you'll let somebody down. No, you're not going to let anybody down. We have no failures. We only have learning. And if you think an illusionist, a magician, gets up and immediately makes a boat disappear, think again. He can flap all the curtains he wants and the boat's going to still be there. And that's the biggest bunch of hogwash that you've had foisted off on you, is that realization may come in a split second. But knowing comes from experience and reality. You can educate yourself to your dying day and still not know a thing. In fact, you can be educated right out of knowing anything. And you're witnessing it. It all wraps up. The higher you go in the educational realm, the higher the ego goes up here on the point of this thing. Right. And doesn't know the simplest thing about life and man and spirit. Not even to the point of realizing that when you become an etheric astral communicator, you are on the very lowest level of the astral plane. They'll chatter with you all day. But don't make the mistake of thinking they have been just chattering with the dark energies. They haven't. They have done exactly what I've asked them to do. Exactly. Sort themselves. They just thought it was aimed at someone else. That's also smug, isn't it? And arrogant. So let's us get smug and arrogant and go home. Anything else? You see, we're all caught up.
Yeah.
All caught up after 8 months.
I haven't heard the movie mentioned lately. Is that all set to go as soon as the plane comes in?
I haven't heard any mention of the movie lately, and I wonder if that's all set to go just as soon as the money comes in.
It would seem to be all set to go just as soon as the money comes in, but some of the actors and actresses that we had planned to utilize have grown so old that we can't handle it. I can just see Robert Redford now with his gray beard down to his waist playing this lead role. We'll get it done. I want to do that for Wally Gentleman. When Kubrick died, I kind of wanted to celebrate for Wally Gentleman. Wally Gentleman, I cannot say often enough, is one of those teachers. He thought he was a socialist. And we had this long discussion. Well, I guess he's not a socialist. Well, we went through all of this over and over. No, you have a socialistic idea, a communistic wish. What you're wishing for is a brotherhood in honor and charity on your earth. And you don't know what to call it because the terms have been taken and usurped for something unworthy. Kubrick stole the greatest gift that Wally had known to this time. Wally Gentleman did the special effects for 2001, A Space Odyssey. And it was getting such acclaim, and it will to this moment get acclaim as one of the best done special effects movies ever presented. And Kubrick was being honored for this great Academy Award he got. That was Wally's. He came in toward the end of that picture, and he wanted the titles and the accolades and the credit. And he took it. He let Wally go. Kubrick is not having a happy time these days. He's eating a lot of heavenly crow. When you are that selfish, there's usually consequences. And I want Wally to be able to live long enough to recognize some of his dreams. And his vision is not good anymore. And of course, he was getting on up there like all of you with age, and you add another decade. He will get accolades for this regardless, whether he is on your plane or on mine. But George Benoit will willingly be his eyes. And we're going to get it made someday. And maybe at the same time we can get Wally down amongst us as his friends. Anything else? Let's go. Let's go in peace. Truly, truly in peace. Be at rest. Be at rest about this. This is the most exciting time of your experience. Don't let the termites nibble at you. Don't let the parasites get their suckers into you again. Leave it go. Leave it lay. You didn't come here to have a big commune. You didn't come here to have big meetings and entertainment programs. We came to learn so that we would know what to do when we had the opportunity. And we know. If one of you doesn't know, another one of you will. That's what's called teamwork. You don't all have to be the one that runs with the ball. You don't have to be the one that does the blocking all the time. We work as a team. And we share it equally. There are no big egos here. There's no big, I made $1 billion. Or 10 billion. Or 20 million. Or 3 trillion. We are a team about our work. And we call it play. We call it fun. We call it game. And we're better players. This is nothing but a chess game, and we're better players. Hopping off the chessboard doesn't cut it. Doesn't get you out of the game. It just means you've dropped yourself off the edge of the board, and you have to get back on. Even the courts of law will see to that. You can't run and you can't hide. So quit trying. Let's just do it right. And let's attract the abundance. And let's be grateful for it and let it unfold. Salut. I'm very happy to be home. Thank you. Thank you. Salud.